Part 1. Question 2. A student who seldom comes to class and seldom reads the book says, quote, "No one else takes this class seriously either," close quote. This is an example of which defense mechanism? Choices: A, regression; B, projection; C, displacement; or D, reaction formation. The correct choice here is B, projection. Choice A, regression, would be returning to a more juvenile state. C, displacement, would be turning his feelings about the test towards something else. And D, reaction formation, would be turning his feelings about the test completely around. B, projection, is the correct choice here because he is projecting onto others his own feelings about the test. He's not taking it seriously, so he claims nobody else is taking it seriously either. Question 10. According to Freud, a boy who develops a sexual interest in his mother and competitive aggression towards his father is experiencing, choices, A, an Oedipus complex; B, an Electra complex; C, an Othello complex; or D, catharsis. The correct choice here is A, an Oedipus complex. There's no Othello complex, at least not that we spoke about. D, catharsis, is what you hope to achieve in psychoanalysis. And B, an Electra complex, that is similar to the Oedipus complex, but for girls. And you might recall it wasn't Freud that came up with the Electra complex, that was Jung, Freud's student. So the correct choice is A, an Oedipus complex. Question 17. In Freud's theory, the id is the part of the personality that, choices, A, resembles conscience; B, makes rational decisions; C, includes biological drives; or D, mediates between the conscious and the unconscious. Correct answer is C, includes biological drives. Choice A is the superego, D is the ego, and B is not one of the three components. Question 21. In Freud's theory, the superego is the part of personality that, choices, A, includes the drives for biological gratification; B, suppresses the desires of the ego in order to make logical decisions; C, includes do's and don'ts handed down from one's parents; or D, strives for superiority. And the correct choice is C, includes the do's and don'ts handed down from one's parents. Remember, the superego is your parents, your religion, your culture, is the set of behaviors we're told are appropriate or inappropriate. It's the way that we're reared to behave, if you will. Question 29. A woman who has just been told that her husband is having an affair with another woman says, quote, "I don't believe it," unquote. This is an example of which defense mechanism? Choices: A, denial; B, projection; C, displacement; or D, reaction formation. The correct choice is A, denial. B, projection. In this case, projection might be the woman saying, no, it's not my husband, it's your husband that's having an affair. C, displacement might be the woman getting back at her husband by doing something else, kicking the dog or slamming a door or something like that. And D, reaction formation would be turning her feelings completely around. Question 33. Someone with unacceptable sexual impulses expresses them symbolically through artworks. According to Freud, this is an example of choices: A, reaction formation; B, repression; C, sublimation; or D, rationalization. The correct choice here is C, sublimation. Sublimation is taking unacceptable impulses and turning them into something that is more acceptable. Question 37. How would Sigmund Freud explain why some person has lasting concerns about dependence and independence? Choices: A, the person has a strong id and a weak superego; B, the person has a very high level of libido; C, the person is engaging in projection and rationalization; or D, the person had a fixation during the oral stage. And the correct choice is D, person had a fixation at the oral stage. Remember, the oral stage is not just about the mouth, it's also about dependence. The first year of life, we're dependent on people around us for everything. And if we feel secure, then we can make it through that stage okay. But if we feel that we're too smothered or too left alone, then that can be problematic and lead to fixation during that stage. Question 38. According to Freud, boys who are fixated in the phallic stage, choices: A, become orderly, stingy, and stubborn; B, are likely to become adults who eat and drink too much; C, develop a fear of being castrated; or D, develop penis envy. Correct choice: C, castration anxiety is a common symptom of fixation at the phallic stage, according to Freud. Choice A, becoming orderly, stingy, and stubborn, that would be fixation at the anal stage. B, somebody who eats and drinks too much, that is fixation at the oral stage. And D, penis envy is a fixation of the phallic stage, but that is a fixation that occurs to girls during the phallic stage.